quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, welcome, marhaba, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, as for the blessings of the durood and salawat salutations upon the noblest of creation, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the blessed hadith Mubarakah that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees and visualizes his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah salatun wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate, we are so lucky that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has enabled us to see and witness this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, together with that, we are able to learn some lessons of deen. As we have already mentioned, our beautiful continuing silsila, quest of a believer, mashallah. Many topics have been discussed under this beautiful silsila, and inshallah azza wa jalla, many more topics will be discussed under this silsila. Likewise, I am not alone in this studio. We have, alhamdulillah, His Eminence, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, the senior teacher in our Darulum, in our Jamiatul Madina. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, he's here with us. Inshallah, likewise, we have benefited from many of his beautiful Madani pearls, inshallah. And today we will also get this opportunity of benefiting, inshallah azza wa jalla, from him. Malana Asim Madani Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me, Huzur.
How are you, Malana Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Malana Sahab, a very wonderful topic that we need to discuss, the viewers of Madani Channel, waiting in anticipation, the willing to listen to the beautiful andaz of Malana Sahab, you know, his beautiful expertise that he's been sharing with the viewers of Madani Channel. And then today, having this topic of our discussion, which is thankfulness is goodness. For a person to realize the importance of shukr, to realize the virtues and the importance of thankfulness, he does not necessarily have to be a religious person. Every community understands what is it to be thankful whenever they have been granted with something, whenever, you know, something good happens to them, whenever maybe a family member would, you know, give them something. But for us as Muslims, it's even more important that we understand and try to benefit from the virtues of shukr and virtues of thankfulness. Thankfulness is goodness. Maulana Sahab, if we open the whole Quran, we come across a very wonderful verse of the whole Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. That all believers, eat the good things that we have provided and acknowledge the favor of Allah if you really worship only Him. Commenting on this beautiful ayah, Sadr al-Afadil حضرت علامہ مفتی سید محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated that this ayah reveals that it is obligatory to show gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jalla for his blessings. Tafsir Baydawi in this context states that worship of Allah remains incomplete without expressing gratitude. Tafsir Kabir states that gratitude is the root of all worships. Allah Azza wa Jalla further, in yet another verse of the whole Quran, he says that washkuruli wala takfurun. In Tafsir Khazin, it has been stated in the context of this ayah that thank me by obeying me and do not be ungrateful by disobeying me. Undoubtedly, whoever obeys Allah Azza wa Jal shows gratitude to him, and whoever disobeys him shows ingratitude to him. It is stated in Tafsir Ibn Kathir on the authority of Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that whoever does the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah does his dhikr. And whoever expresses gratitude to him, he grants him more. And whoever shows ingratitude to him, he will inflict a punishment upon him. So important is the issue of gratitude, Malana Asim Madani Sahab. And as believers, as Muslims, how serious should the thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Imam Qushayri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes that once a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal was passing by, so he saw a stone that some water was flowing from that stone. It is normal for a spring to flow from a big mountain, but for the water to flow from a small stone is very surprising. That Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal was amazed. Allah Azza wa Jal granted that stone the ability of speaking.
Subhanallah.
He said to that Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, that ever since I have heard that the fuel of the hellfire will be men and stones, I am crying out of the fear of Allah.
Allah.
The water which you are seeing flowing from me is not a water. These are my tears, and I am crying out of the fear of Almighty Allah.
Allah Akbar.
That Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal raised his hands in the barga of Allah out of mercy for that stone and made dua in the barga of Allah, Ya Allah, protect this stone from the hellfire. You know, Quran says that qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduhan nasu wal hijara. Quran says that protect yourself and your family from that hellfire, which fuel is men and stones. So, a stone said that out of the fear of Allah, I'm crying. That Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal made dua for that stone, that protect this stone from the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to that Nabi alayhi salam that give this stone a glad tiding that Allah has protected you from the hellfire.
Allah.
After giving this glad tiding to that stone, that Nabi alayhi salam passed by and he went forward. After returning, when he passed by that stone again, he saw that the water was continuously flowing from that stone again.
Surprising.
He spoke to the stone and said that, why are you crying now? Allahu Akbar. Stone said that, before I was crying out of the fear of Allah, and now I'm crying out of gratitude. Since He has protected me from hellfire, out of gratitude, I'm crying in the barakah of Allah. Maulana Sahib, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the month of Ramadan. Every day and every night, countless blessings Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon the believers. Every time at the time of Iftar, 1 million people, those people upon whom Jahannam had become wajib due to their sins, are freed from
Subhanallah.
On every Friday, in each and every moment of Friday, millions of the believers, sinful people, are freed from the hellfire, are forgiven. This is the great blessing and favor of Almighty Allah that He has enabled us to witness this month, blessed month of Ramadan. We are very grateful to Allah. We are saying, Alhamdulillah. And we are paying shukr to Almighty Allah. We don't know whether we have been forgiven or not. There is no surety that amongst the fortunate ones we have been included or not. But we should be very thankful to Almighty Allah that He has granted us the tawfiq once again, the opportunity once again to witness this blessed month. May Allah include us amongst the forgiven ones.
Ameen, ameen.
May Allah include us amongst those upon whom the special mercy of Almighty Allah will descend in this month. Shukr is very important. Stone is not a haywan. Is not the mukallaf of Sharia. But still, stone was crying. First, it was crying out of the fear of Allah, and then it was crying out of gratitude. If a stone shows gratitude to Almighty Allah, what about human?
Allah.
Every day we are enjoying countless favors and blessings, bounties of Allah. Eyes are the bounties of Allah. Tongue is the bounty of Allah. There are people who can't see. There are people who can't speak. There are people who can't walk. There are people who can't hear. There are people who don't have a house to sleep. There are people who don't have food to eat. But Alhamdulillah, we don't sleep hungry. We sleep on a comfortable bed. He has blessed us with the eyes, tongue, hands, feet, ears. We should be very, very, very thankful and grateful to Almighty Allah that, Ya Allah, You have blessed us with all these bounties.
Allah.
How many parts of body we can't even count. And we don't even know the names of all the parts. There are some parts which are inside the body. And there is a machinery, a system inside our body which is operating. Food, how does the food enter our body? How is it digested? Which passages it travels through? Are these not the bounties of Allah?
Allah.
You don't disobey Allah in return for the blessings He has granted you.
Subhanallah.
If Allah has blessed us with eyes, the shukr of the eyes is to protect our eyes from evil sight.
Subhanallah.
The shukr of the eyes is to see Kaaba Muazzama.
Subhanallah.
To see Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
Make the ziyarat of the Holy Quran. And the shukr of the tongue is to recite this Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
To recite Durood-e Pak. To do the dhikr of Allah. The shukr of the ears is to listen to the recitation of Holy Quran. The naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shukr of the feet is that you must not walk in order towards the disobedience of Allah. We must walk to the masjid in order to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the practical shukr actually. You know, in Holy Quran, one of the great wasf, great characteristic of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. Allah says about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that he was a grateful person, thankful person. And what was the method of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to show gratitude? Mufassireen kiram have written under the tafsir of this ayat muqaddasa that whenever Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would eat something, he would say Alhamdulillah. Whenever he would drink something, he would say Alhamdulillah. Whenever he would take a step forward, he would say Alhamdulillah. So whatever he would do, he would say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And this is a great way and great method of paying shukr to our Almighty Allah by saying Alhamdulillah. Whenever you see a bounty, say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So this is one of the methods of paying shukr to Almighty Allah. Otherwise, I have already said that practical shukr is to not disobey Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. Beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Viewers of Madani Channel, the reality of the matter is whatever we have at our disposal today is indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth, children, all these blessings come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. The mafhum of which is that if we were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not be able to do so. And His Eminence has beautifully mentioned various blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He spoke about, you know, the blessings of the eyes, that how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our eyes? That is to look at and gaze on all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted, and to stay away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not permitted for our eyes to see. Viewers of Madani Channel, this topic is indeed very, very important, because every single one of us really is bestowed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question still remains, how many of us really make the shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thankfulness is goodness. Viewers of Madani Channel, one of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that we can dwell a little bit, and I would humbly request Maulana Asim Madani Sahab to come on as far as this blessing is concerned. It comes in a blessed hadith mubarakah that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and saw a piece of bread, roti,
Allah
on the floor. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up, wiped it, and said, O Aisha, pay respect to the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, because once it goes away from a family being offended, it never returns back.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us blessings in the form of food, Mawlana Sahab.
Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the incident of Bal'am bin Ba'ura in Holy Quran. This person was a great alim and very pious servant of Allah. He had the knowledge of Ism-e Azam. He was so spiritual that while sitting on the earth, he was able to see Arsh-e-Ilahi. He was mustajabu da'wat. His du'as used to be accepted. Whatever du'a he would make, immediately after he makes, would be accepted in the barakah of Allah.
Subhanallah.
But when Hazrat Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam intended to fight against the people, the nation of Jabbarin. So the people of Balaam bin Baura came to know about it. They went to Balaam bin Baura and said that they want to take us out from our land. And they want to capture our land. They want to, as the Musa alayhi salam wants his people to stay here, Bani Israel to stay here. Since you are mustajabu da'awat, make dua, invoke supplication against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his army.
Against the Nabi of Allah.
Against the Nabi of Allah. This person, he refused to do that. He said that, what are you saying? Are you telling me to supplicate against the Nabi of Allah?
Mm-hmm.
And the army of the believers? I can't do that. Otherwise, I will be destroyed. But they insisted him, they forced him, they compelled him to such an extent that they approached him with priceless gifts, money, wealth. They insisted him so much that he said that, okay, let me do istikhara. If I get an indication, then I would go and make dua against him, otherwise not. When he did istikhara, so he didn't get any indication, he was stopped actually. But they re-insisted him, and now they came with, they approached him with priceless gifts and money. This person did not agree to what were they saying, but when they brought money, out of the lust of money, wealth, he agreed to what they were saying.
Allah.
Time is short, I am not going to quote the entire incident, but finally he went on top of the mountain in order to invoke supplication against the Musa alayhi salam and his army. But this was the power of Allah. That the time when he was trying to utter words against the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his tongue was uttering words against his own nation.
Allah.
They told him many times that, what are you doing? You are doing opposite.
What are you saying?
What are you saying? He said that my tongue is no more in my control. I'm trying to supplicate against him, but my tongue is not in my control. Then all of the sudden, his tongue hung over his chest.
Allah.
And now he said that, I am destroyed. My this life is destroyed as well as my hereafter. Allahu Akbar. This person was destroyed. The person who was Mustajabu Dawat. The person who had the knowledge of Ism-e Azam. He died with kufr. He died on kufr.
I mean, such a person that when he used to be sitting on this earth, he would gaze on the Arsh of Allah.
Arsh of Allah.
All of a sudden,
this wealth of dunya destroyed him. The lust of this wealth destroyed him. These are the consequences of not being shukr to Almighty Allah for the bounties he has bestowed us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And on the very same token, Huzur, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated that, protect the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal by expressing gratitude. In other words, all the blessings that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted to you, one way of protecting all these blessings that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted you is by always and always showing gratitude and being thankful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because the moment you are going to be in gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will, you know, inflict you in whichever way to take away those blessings that he has indeed given to you. Allahu Akbar. I mean, you have just beautifully narrated the incident of this particular person who was so pious, but because of not showing shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, all of that blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala were taken away from him. Viewers of Madani Channel, living on planet Earth, Allahu Akbar, we can never ever live in this world unless or until we are surrounded by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have blessings of children, blessings of business, blessings of good jobs. I mean, if we have to take into consideration just the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our eyes, we'll never ever be able to come to the conclusion as how much of that blessings actually has. So we need to be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by showing gratitude for all these bounties that He has given us. Viewers of Madani Channel, gratitude is goodness. Until we meet again for yet another exciting episode, enjoy your blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept your endeavors, your du'as in the blessed month of Ramadan. Amin, amin, bijan nabil amin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quest of a believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.